discussion until the end of the whole session. If this fires up. The next presenter will be Jacqueline Rurungira from the LA County Office of AIDS Programs and Policy. And she's going to talk about evaluating, taking it to the next step from the lab validation to how this actually works when you roll it out into the field.
Good afternoon. I hope everybody can hear me okay. Yes? All right. I'm from LA County, and I'm an epidemiologist for the Office of AIDS Programs and Policy, and I'm going to present data on impact of a rapid HIV testing algorithm on receipt of HIV testing and referral to medical care. That's an ongoing project in LA and in San Francisco. Oops. I have no relationships to disclose. The HIV rapid testing algorithm project, which I'll refer to from now on as RTA project or RTA study, it's CDC funded and two Department of Public Health agencies within Los Angeles and San Francisco. The goal is to evaluate the impact and feasibility of using a sequence of up to three CLIA-waived HIV rapid tests to provide clients with information about their HIV status within an hour and link them to medical care all within the same day. We estimate positive tests from each study city to be 100 to 150 at intervention sites and an additional 100 to 150 at control sites, and the project period is 18 months. The objectives of the RTA project are to evaluate the feasibility and cost of implementing it in public point-of-care HIV settings in the United States, validate its use, and also provide its use of a RTA to provide accurate diagnosis of HIV infection, as well as assess the impact of same-day diagnosis of HIV on the linkage to medical care, and develop written protocols and best practices for implementation of an RTA in the United States. Just to give you a little background on San Francisco and Los Angeles, they're the two highlighted in red. Los Angeles County is about 4,000 square miles, San Francisco 47, and this will be very important later on when Thomas discusses a little bit more on quality improvement. The proportion of California AIDS cases, Los Angeles is 36% and San Francisco 19%. U.S. AIDS cases, 5% and 3% for LA and San Francisco. The eligibility for the RTA, any client who presented at any of our intervention sites were eligible to participate in the rapid testing algorithm, and this included anonymous and confidential testers as well. We used our standard HIV testing consent forms, which already have language in there relating to use of multiple rapid tests or additional testing to provide a diagnosis of HIV. The intervention sites were a total of 9, 5 within San Francisco and 4 within Los Angeles. And these consisted of jails, mobile testing units, clinics, and storefronts as well. The comparison sites were all other publicly funded testing sites that provided rapid HIV testing. So any sites that only focused on conventional testing were excluded from this. This is what our algorithm looks like, and I hope you can all see that with the white. But the first test consists of a oral or whole blood test using the OraQuick, and if that is non-reactive, the client is considered HIV negative. If that first test is reactive, then a second test is performed, which is the ClearView STAT-PAK. If it's reactive, then that client is considered HIV positive and is referred to care in that same setting or same day. If the test is non-reactive, the second test is non-reactive, then a third test is used as almost a tiebreaker, and this is the Unigold test. And if it's positive or reactive, then the client is considered HIV positive and referred to medical care. If it's non-reactive, the client's considered HIV negative, and the first initial test, the ORCIC, would be considered to have been a false positive result. And how this differs from the standard rapid HIV testing that is currently occurring is that, first the first rapid test, there are no additional tests, and the client gets referred to care approximately 1 week or more later, and they have to come back for their Western blot or confirmatory test results, which has been an issue for both San Francisco and Los Angeles. The next two slides I'm going to talk about are actual results from the RTA study at intervention and control sites over the first 12 months of the study. So this is from August 07 to August 08. What we have here are both Los Angeles and San Francisco. We tested over 5,000 individuals at both locations, and the second row is the number of people that had an initial screened reactive test, so their ORCIC, their first test was reactive. Los Angeles had 2.5% screened reactive, and San Francisco 1.89%. When you go to the third row, which is the RTA positive, this is individuals who had reactive two tests, so either ORCIC or SAPAC or ORCIC and Unigold. What you see here is a drop. For Los Angeles, it's 0.75%, and San Francisco, it's 1.38%. What I do want to say is that for Los Angeles, individuals who knew that they had or self-reported that they already knew they were HIV positive were excluded from the RTA initially. And we also both in Los Angeles and San Francisco, we did have clients that did not want to provide additional specimens for confirmatory testing, so they were unable to proceed on to the rapid testing algorithm. Number of false positives, 4 within Los Angeles and 24 within San Francisco, but that is within the range of the FDA-approved package insert for ORCIC. And the mean number of days referred to medical care was 0. So basically, everybody received their results on the same day and were referred to, and the people who were RTA reactive or positive were referred to care all within that same visit. When we look at control sites for the same time period, we had about 7,000 screened within San Francisco and 16,000 in Los Angeles. The number that screened initial reactive are very close for both LA and San Francisco. False positives also within the range of the FDA approved package insert. But what I would like to bring your attention to is the number that received their confirmatory test results. So this is people that actually came back to receive their Western blot results a week to 2 weeks later. And for Los Angeles, it was 42%. And 60% for San Francisco. The mean number of days referred to medical care were 11.3 for Los Angeles and 7.6 within San Francisco. And also something else to note is the range. For LA, it was 1 to 55 days and 7 to 21 for San Francisco. Just to quickly summarize some of our findings, at the intervention sites, all clients received their test results on the same day, and those that were reactive were referred to medical care. For 28 individuals, I'm sorry, this is actually incorrect. It says 25, but it should be 28 individuals that had a false positive result. All were resolved within the same day, and the number of false positives, a positive or quick results, are within the limits of the package insert. And out of over 10,000 screening tests, we had one anomaly, and this corresponds to what Jean had mentioned earlier, in that we had one RTA positive result that was discarded from the Western blot result. So they had an EIA Western blot negative result. At control sites, we had 42 to 60% of clients with an initial reactive rapid HIV test returned to for their confirmatory test results. In comparison, at our intervention sites, everybody received a final result. The mean number of days before being referred to medical care were 7.6 to 11.3 days versus 0 days at intervention sites. Our next steps for the study, of course, to complete the study period and link HIV counseling and testing data to our HIV surveillance data at both LA and San Francisco to determine if and when clients entered into care, and this is, and if there are any differences between the control and intervention sites. And the way we're defining entrance into care is a CD4 viral load, which is mandatory lab reporting within California to our HIV surveillance departments. In addition to this, we intend to perform a cost analysis of the RTA and share best practices and lessons learned. I would like to thank our project officer, our Los Angeles project team and San Francisco project team, and all our community partners who are participating and providing counseling and testing in both cities. Thank you.
Thanks, Jacqueline.